in Brooklyn, at 1 in the morning, watching the lights flash in Manhattan. I see your 5 bridges, the Empire State Building, and you said something that I've never forgotten. Lean against railings, describing the colors and the smells of our homelands, acting like lovers. How did we get here?
This is Tulip Mania, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm Eli.
I'm Maddie. I'm in the big chair today.
Wow, I'm in the little chair, I guess.
Yeah.
With a broken mic. Only the frame is broken. The mic, see, I think is functioning.
Yeah. Levels say yes.
Check, 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 check. One.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, so we're coming back with...
we're coming back.
Due to popular demand.
Huge.
We're back with more snowballing?
Yes.
Is that what we're going with?
No, it's spiral.
Spiral?
But yeah.
Okay, I think now that we're further from the spiraling and falling episode, we can call it spiraling.
Fair enough.
This is spiraling. If you're unfamiliar with the format, this is where... well, this week Maddie started with the first song. We have a playlist going. Yeah, what was that first song?
Well, that was... You said something.
By
PJ Harvey.
Nice.
So, say what you said about it.
Oh, well, let me explain the format first.
Okay, sorry.
So she added that to a playlist, and I heard it, and I said, what does that make me think of? I don't even remember it right now. You'll have to tell me when it's time.
We'll get there.
But, so the first thing I thought when I heard that song is, if anyone is familiar with Ultimate Guitar Tabs, shout out, you might be familiar with the feature that when you play, like, the apps or the website's software mm-hmm. version of the song, that's exactly what the lead guitar always sounds like.
It does sound like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was so loud.
So that's what that made me think of. Unfortunately, that's not a song, so I had to go back to the drawing board.
You should have just picked a good song and then played the ultimate version.
How would we put that on Spinach?
That's funny.
Okay, what did I choose, though? I guess
you
I can have the playlist.
Chose. Okay, well, I just like that song. I was really into that song like around this time last year.
Why did you think it would be a good starting point?
I didn't think about that. I thought, hey, I like this song. And I picked it.
Oh, Eli, I know what I chose.
You only know because you just looked at your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I remember. I'll Be Your Mirror by the Velvet Underground and Nico.
Will you?
My
mirror.
I don't really remember if there was any lyrical significance. I think it's just like similar vibes.
It's kind of a incredible song.
Yeah, it's really great.
I feel like I've played this maybe on air before. Maybe not.
I definitely have.
But it's kind of, this is perfect.
Yeah.
So should we hear it?
I think let's hear it.
Yeah!
I be your mirror, reflect what you are. In case you don't know, I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are, but don't let me be your eyes, a hand to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
All right.
Yeah.
So that was that.
That was that.
I think I gave a bit of an explanation up front, as in there wasn't much of an explanation. But you took this somewhere off the grid.
Off the Spotify grid, for sure. This next song is 11 minutes and 43 seconds long, but we won't be listening to the whole thing.
No.
So we're going to start at around 2:30. Okay. 2:30, a dentist's favorite time. And then see where it goes from there. This coming up will be Enter the Mirror.
Oh, I think I understand.
You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the last song was I'll Be Your Mirror. And now we're going in.
Let's get into
Let's get into it. We're entering the mirror. This is by Les Rallies Denudées, which is a Japanese rock band.
Really?
Yeah. This is... You know what? I'll let the song speak for itself.
Yeah.
Let's enter the mirror, Eli.
All right, I'm getting a call from Burbank, California. I'm going to take it off air.
Take it.
Thank you.
right.
All right. That was really cool.
I agree. I'm worried maybe some of our listeners hated it.
Yeah. yeah. But
I think it's cool.
You speak to it.
Me speak to it?
Yeah. You speak to it.
I will.
That's a Walt Whitman reference.
Walt Whitman. anyway. Yeah, that song is not on Spotify. Which
on Notify.
Notify. I had to get that from YouTube.
Yeah.
Anyway, cool song.
Yeah.
There's like a, if you listen to it again, there's like a, like a razor, like electric razor sound that kind of goes through the whole thing. I don't know if it was like a, you know, like drone.
Yeah.
Which is like also a Velvet Underground kind of thing.
Yeah.
If I understand correctly.
On like Heroin, is that the song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's another connection there.
Totally.
But like mixing sounds.
Also, the vocal delivery is very Lou Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the guitar beat, too. Guitar beat.
No,
the rhythm. But you know what I mean? Anyway.
Yeah.
Shall we?
What I had to say about that...
Go on.
...was it reminded me a lot of the album Africa by Amanaz, the one that, like, Call My Friend.
Ugh.
The guitar is very similar in tone. And then I was looking through the album, and I found some cool new songs on it. I'd been meaning to go through it for a while. Uh-huh. But I thought... I would fight the urge to put Call of My Friend on. And then I realized upon a second listen that it reminded me a ton of this Elliott Smith song that I'd been meaning to show you.
Great.
Called Kiwi Mad Dog 2020 Version 2 of 2.
Nice. Great title.
Off of Roman Candle.
Roman Candle.
Not to be confused with the Fun album.
Is that called Roman Candle?
Or there's a song like Light a Roman Candle.
Oh. I once saw Fun in concert.
Was it Fun?
Yeah.
Wow.
Would this be Tulip Mania if we didn't play Elliott Smith?
Not at all.
Exactly. Let's.
Thank you.
going out. Kiwi Mad Dog 2020 version 2.
Yeah.
Of 2.
Very pretty song.
I agree. It was so nice.
I found that like spring of freshman year. Mm-hmm. I was about to say spring of freshman fall, which is
yeah.
Days of Future Past.
I guess spring of freshman fall would have been like October.
Yeah. I think it was like mid, it was between winter and spring.
Okay.
So it was like a little ambiguous mm-hmm. outside and I was like, this is
so true.
Yeah.
That's a great track.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of research as I was saying about this song on mm-hmm. Reddit r/Elliot Smith
ever heard
probably.
Of it
and discovered that Kiwi Mad Dog is like a cheap wine
mm-hmm.
like a fruity wine that like teens drink mm-hmm. according to Reddit, and so kiwi is the flavor of it.
Yeah,
so then I was like wine
that sounds awful, by the way.
Yeah, kiwi okay. fruity wine.
Yeah,
so then I thought wine not do a wine song, so I did. So this next song is Lilac Wine
by Amy Winehouse.
No, oh, that would have been good.
Yeah,
could have done that. No, by Nina Simone.
Yeah,
anything else to say?
This is me with nothing to say.
Nice.
I lost myself on a cool damp night, gave myself in that misty light, was hypnotized by strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree, put my heart in its recipe. It makes me see what I want to see, be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, do things I never should do, I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Everything so hazy, isn't that he, or am I going crazy, dear? Lilac wine, I feel
Lilac Wine.
It's a beautiful song.
I agree. As I said, great Jeff Buckley cover.
Yeah, I really want to hear that.
As always.
I'll have to check that
out. Didn't want to do that because we just played Jeff Buckley last week. Yeah.
So, from that, I, for some reason, heard the beginning of Boogie On Reggae Woman in the drums that come in, which is like...
Fair enough.
Whatever, it does that a bunch. And it was like sort of similar, but like not at all. I don't know why I made that association. And
then so that was added to the playlist.
I added it, and Maddie said, what did you just add? How did you get there? Please explain how
I'm
you got
interested
from
to
here
see
to
how
here,
you got there.
From point A to point B.
As in, like, can't wait to hear about that on the show.
Yeah. And then I said, okay, let me add a different song. Because I don't have enough evidence to back up why.
That's okay.
So I did add a Stevie Wonder song.
This I had not heard this
one. It's called Evil from probably my favorite Stevie Wonder record, Music of My Mind.
Mm. This would have been a good, when my dad was here, we did a Good and Evil podcast episode. should have done this.
I've probably played this song like 3 or 4 times on the radio. It's beautiful. This whole album is amazing. It's pretty similar, I feel like, in terms of it starts with just him and keys, and then it builds. Gets really expansive. Yeah. But yeah, it felt similar in tone. So
let's hear it.
Ooh,
doggone good song.
Yeah. yeah, that one's sort of like an anthem at the end.
It does end like that. Of the world,
yeah.
He says, right?
Yeah.
Something of the world. Good pick.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Is it that time? Bottom of the hour?
I check my watch.
Yeah.
Freckle fast. People couldn't see that. PSA.
Yeah, PSA. Halloween's right around the corner, you guys.
I've been seeing these decorations out. You know, I'm getting a little scared.
Yeah, feelings.
Why should I be scared this Halloween, Eli?
Because people are putting things in candy that they shouldn't be, and you've got to be careful.
What kind of things?
Razor blades.
Oh.
Just like in the 80s. people still don't learn. Make sure you don't.
How do they even get in there?
I don't know. But also, probably worse things are in candy sometimes.
Sure.
So, only eat the wrapped candy, the
Never
sealed
take
candy.
Anything that looks like it's been handmade,
yeah.
Kids.
This is half a joke, but mostly in earnest. So,
yeah.
Half as well. Because yep. I said half. Yeah. Be smart.
Be smart this Halloween.
And let us know what you're going to be for Halloween.
Yes, everyone who's listening.
Yeah.
Tell us your costume. this has been a message.
Yeah.
From
WMFO. All of us here at WMFO.
Tufts Community Radio.
Tufts Community Radio. That's a community-oriented PSA.
Right.
For the whole family.
And you know what? We will have a show on Halloween.
Ooh.
Ah! Sorry. I saw someone over there. anyway, so Evil by Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Evie by Stevie Wonder has really good synths. It's got like a nice little Moog thing going on.
Yeah.
Moog, if you will. So my mind went to Stereolab, who also has some good synth things happening. And I wanted to pick one that also had like a sort of like political message. And it's like really hard to tell what they're saying in Stereolab songs because they change like the emphasis of the syllables in really weird ways.
Yeah, I think that's part of my barrier of entry.
Yeah.
Like
they're like French, but they sing in English a lot.
Yeah.
So, but they use like French intonation to say English words, which is really cool. Anyway, this song is called Ping Pong.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Cycle.
Pong.
All right.
Bigger slumps.
That we were reading the lyrics. Not what I was expecting.
Not what you would expect.
No. Yeah, it is a very weird delivery, but it works more like an instrument than like a...
Which I think is so cool.
Yeah, I really like it.
Me too.
From there, I went with a weird, like, sort of eccentric Belle and Sebastian song off of, like, Third
Eye.
Yeah,
I've never heard a song from this album.
Yeah, I listened to this album last year. It's really cool. It's very much just, like, edits of other songs of theirs.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'd recommend to listen. It's really long, but...
Oh, it's 19 songs.
Yeah. This one's called Mr. Richard. I don't really remember the specifics of why I chose it, but it's got some blaring, like vocal deliveries as well, and like also instrumental aspects. Yeah, I don't know. It's also just cool.
Also, would it be, again, Tulip Mania if we didn't have Bell and Sebastian?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably not. So, let's hear Mr. Richard. Sorry, everyone. That was the end of the song.
Yeah.
Eli and I were having a heated discussion about cheating in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. I was reading through Astros Twitter. It's really something. But let's not talk about that.
Let's talk about something else. Speaking of baseball, America's favorite pastime.
Yeah.
Nope, can't really go anywhere from there.
Were you going to do something?
Let's hear Vampire Weekend. No.
The Giants are a baseball team.
Oh my god, how did I not do that? Okay, anyway. The next song is called Giant, for reference.
By VW.
VW. I heard Mr. Richard by Belle and Sebastian, and it really sounded very vampire. Preppy. Vampy.
Preppy.
Preppy. At least vampy.
It sounded really vampy.
Vampire Weekend-y.
Yeah.
Vampirical.
Vampirical. Week-esque.
Weekend-esque. So I wanted to, again, like, this is a very, like, epitome of a Tulip Mania episode, yeah. Artist-wise.
Yeah.
Which is cool. So here's Vampire Weekend. Vampire Weekend. A little bit of a deep cut, I'll say it.
Yeah. I didn't know it.
Here we go.
Street Fashion Magazine, looking at pictures of skateboarders. California, so envy me. SOS, LAPD, dock in the yacht and search low waters. Alessandra, now it's a different game. 80% still agree. The winning cause, it pleases God, but the losing cause, booty eases. Search fine waters, Robert Smith's and an ancient seed, spiral jetty, fitted cheese, leaving the rocks to search black slaughter. Coliseum. Now it's a different game, 80% still agree. The winning cause, it pleases God, but the losing cause, booty eases.
You like set up so quickly.
Yeah, those horns really got me going.
Nice. That was giant.
That was huge.
Yeah, it was.
So from there, I spent the better part of 5 minutes trying to figure out a melody I had in my head, trying to place what that melody was. And I thought it was a stroke song. I thought it was a different group song, whatever. I was all over
Went
Spotify.
A couple directions.
And then I realized that it was Walcott by Vampire Weekend.
It was another
so
Vampire Weekend song. Which we could consider in the future, but maybe not.
Part of the etiquette.
Right. The rules of this.
Yeah. So I went with my first instinct when I thought it was a Strokes song, and so I added Selfless off of the new Abnormal, because I hadn't heard it in a while, and it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
Ish.
The Strokes, Vampire Weekend, like,
yeah, it's very
New York, 2000s.
Yeah.
Vibe.
British.
They're, neither of them are British.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Just in terms of how they speak.
Yeah.
Posh.
Preppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Lay your hand across my face.
selfless.
I would like to issue a correction that I indeed thought part of Vampire Weekend might have been British.
I'm sorry for so rudely correcting you.
It's not, that wasn't rude.
Okay.
There's other people being a little rude right now.
Off air.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Selfless by the Strokes.
Was,
I really like that song.
I like it too. Thanks. I heard the opening guitar riff and I was like, man, I've heard this before in another song.
Yeah.
Turns out it's the song that comes before it on the album.
Yeah.
At the very end, they play the riff and then it goes into Selfless. So obviously couldn't play that. But then we were, you know, sitting there listening together to this song. And I thought, this is a little bit of a Radiohead vibe. Mm-hmm. What do I know? But I was right. Mm-hmm. Maybe. So, and it's raining, as it does every Monday here at Tufts.
That's true.
So that's true. Yeah. Went to my number one Radiohead source, Annika. Sorry. Those two things weren't related.
Yeah.
For some Radiohead recommendations. And then, per the rain, I decided to choose a song from In Rainbows. So... this is Jigsaw
like
falling into place, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. jigsaw falling into place.
Yeah.
Did it?
I heard that and immediately went to Shaky Graves, everyone's favorite one-man band.
I've never heard of this man. Have people heard of him? Am I behind?
Silas showed this to me.
Okay.
Probably freshman year, or if not last year. Yeah.
Cool.
Someone who got a lot of playtime on Odds and Ends. So.
Silas?
Yeah. No, the song's great. This is Built to Roam, the live audio tree version.
One-man band? Sorry, my little rasp. One-man band?
I think so. If cool. I'm wrong, that's kind of embarrassing, but I'm pretty sure.
Cool. Yeah. By the way, this is Tulip Mania.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be the last song. It's 5 minutes, and we have five minutes. So.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO for Medford Hub's Reform Radio.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was very eloquent.
Okay. Sorry, I'm clearing my throat into the mic.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. Shaky Graves.
Have a good night.
Likewise.
Some of us will